From College Station and the Texas AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for March 22, 2011. As drought-like conditions continued for much of Texas, so did the threat of wildfire, according to the Texas AgriLife Extension Service and Texas Forest Service personnel. The Forest Service warned that as of midday, March 22nd, there would be extremely critical fire weather conditions west of Big Bend, San Angelo, and Wichita Falls, including major cities such as Lubbock, Childress, Abilene, Midland, Odessa, and Amarillo. The predictions were based on a combination of conditions, including higher than normal temperatures and winds, low relative humidity, and a plenitude of dry grass and pastures and rangeland. Meanwhile, much of the rest of the state remained dry, including South Texas. We talked with Dr. Megan Dominguez, AgriLife Extension Range Specialist, Corpus Christi, to get the picture on the ground there.
South Texas, coming into March, really had received less than about 25% of their normal rainfall. March has had a few scattered storms over the past couple weeks. But this is still below our normal readings for this time of year. And so a lot of the farmers and ranchers are concerned because crops aren't responding and some delay in planting has even occurred. Some of the ranchers are having to supplementally feed their cattle because although the forage is greening, we're still waiting for more rain for that growth to really come up and be available for the cattle.
What are the strategies are you all recommending for your local producers?
Well, definitely we're waiting to see what the rain does. For right now, I think keeping a very conservative stocking rate until we know what the weather's going to do would be really advisable. That would avoid having to supplementally feed heavily.
I guess they're helped along by that because, as I understand it, cattle prices are still high. So
cattle prices are as high as many people can ever remember. And so getting rid of some cattle at this time of the year when you're concerned about precipitation not coming is not a bad deal.
This has been Robert Burns with AgriLife Communications.